when I touch you this way, taking your cock into my hand, stroking it, teasing it, sliding my hand over it slowly, like this. I love how you look at me. And when I lean down and press my lips against it, and slide them back and forth along the underside of your cock, watching it throb and twitch for me, I love how you look at me. And when I look up into your eyes, just like this, when I watch you react and respond, I love how you look at me. I know what you want because it's what I want too. You want that feeling to last forever, the aching, the frustration, the desperation. You love how I tease you, torment you, frustrate you. I love it too. As I get you closer and closer to the edge, I love how you look at me. As I feel you start to squirm and those soft little whimpers start to escape from your lips, I love how you look at me. And when I bring you right to the edge and keep you there while you squirm and try to press into my hand, begging me to let you come, to let you finish, I love how you look at me. Your eyes tell me so much, pleading with me. I see your desperation, but I also see so much more. I see gratitude. I see desire. I see love. Because when you're suffering like this for me, I love how you look at me. And now, as I wrap my hand around your cock and hold it there, not moving it, just holding you, I love how you're wanting to squirm, wanting me to stroke you. But you know the minute you press into my hand, I just pull it away. If you try and take more than I am ready to give, I won't help you, will I? You were the first boy I ever let me tease in this way. It isn't just foreplay, is it? It is our everything. What we have is special, magical. You need to feel this as much as I need to do it to you. And now when I tie your hands behind you and run my fingers over your body, something happens to each of us. You become my victim and I become your tormentor. And as I torment you, I love how you look at me. At first, just teasing you was enough. But for a little bit, just enough to get you to react the way I wanted. But when I would let you come, it was always a disappointment for me. And then, that fateful day, when you were brave enough to tell me the truth, to tell me that you wanted more from me, that you needed more, that when I would let you come, you were just as disappointed as I was. You were so worried, I could tell, until you realized I wanted more too. That night, we talked and cried and held each other I never knew that anyone else felt that way I did. We'd been playing the roles that everyone always expected of us. I always felt like such a guilty pleasure, but one that eventually had to end. And now, as I touch you and stroke you, we can just talk about and be ourselves. I love keeping you hard for me. I love knowing you're aching for me, but I'm always on your mind. And when you feel my touch and respond to my teasing, I love how you look at me. I studied you. I learned everything about your body and your mind. I know just where to touch and where not to. We started with an hour, then two, and then we'd go all night, hours and hours of endless teasing, relentless. I had to tie you. No one could endure it any other way. No matter how much you wanted it, you'd break. After 3 or 4 hours of edging you, you couldn't think. You could barely speak. Your begging was just so sweet, even if I could barely understand what you were saying. If I didn't keep you bound, you'd never be able to resist making yourself come, even though you really didn't want to. When you're breaking down, crying for me, losing your mind, I love how you look at me. But you're not that quite there yet, are you? I can feel you aching, your cock pulsing. I can feel your heart beat as I squeeze your cock. But we're just getting started, aren't we? I know it can't be easy to have to watch me masturbate while you suffer for me. But I just can't help myself. I know it can't be easy when I press my wet pussy to your face and have you lick and taste me, pleasuring my pussy over and over again, leaving your face coated in my wetness, leaving you to smell me, my arousal, my desire. I know it can't be easy when I coat your cock with my numbing cream and wrap it up in 4 or 5 condoms and slide on top of you, fucking you like my human dildo while you feel nothing. But when I'm feeling your cock aching inside of me, knowing you can't feel me while I feel you, I love how you look at me. When I take off my panties, wet from how I've been touching myself, and I wad them up and I stuff them in your mouth, open wide, I want you to taste me. And when I press strips of tape over your lips and smooth them over your cheeks, sealing my panties inside your mouth, there, all taped up for me. When I take away your words, your begging, your hope, all that is left is your eyes. And when I take away your words, I love how you look at me. When we're done, when you finally calm down and your hard cock finally goes soft. And I slide the ring over the base and your steel cage over your cock. When I click the lock shut and take the key, locking you up until I'm ready to tease you again. When I see the tears slowly roll down your cheeks, knowing the frustration is going to build for you all night, all week, all month. I love how you look at me as I pull my hand away for the last time, while you're bound and gagged as I watch your brain melt, not sure if you want it to stop or not. Like I'm going to do right now, as I watch you squirm and suffer for me. I love how you look at me.